Adelaide Holman?
Hey, is Jessica there?
Who?
Jessica?
We don't have somebody by that name working.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was an old manager or something like that. My name's Hashem, and I was calling from Cardiff, and I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Compass Bank a couple of years back, and I had her here as my point of contact for the finances for the company. Does there happen to be maybe like a CFO or a controller or someone along those lines?
Let me ask, because I'm not sure. Hold on, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Business that comes to you guys and is trying to purchase one of your sales stackers or something like that, where they can't get approved for financing from their local bank or something like that. Does that ever happen to you?
And then, real quick here, I see there's a
sir?
Yeah.
So I've been told that she used to work here a long time ago, but not anymore, so...
For Jessica?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does there happen to be a CFO or a controller or someone like that around?
Let me ask. Hold on.
Sure.
Thank you for holding this in. Let me help you.
Hi, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I know you're probably busy. Are you the one in charge of the finances of the company?
I'm not, but they're actually not available at this moment.
Oh, okay. So would it be all right if I just left a message with you, or if there's a voicemail or anything like that?
You can leave a message with me.
All right, I'll leave a message.
What is this in regards to?
It's in regards to some financing that was done with Compass Bank and follow-up on an approval that was mailed out based on the relationship with them. And I had the point of contact here as Jessica, but I was told that she is no longer with the company. So
all
I was
right.
Trying to see if who else was there that might be able to handle the finances of the company.
Let me transfer you to a voicemail. Give me 1 second, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Do you know the, what's the name of the person?
Jackson Jacob.
Jackson. Do you happen to have a good email for him by any chance?
I don't, because I only have our company email, and he doesn't look at that, so I don't have anything directly for him. Let me go ahead. I'm sorry?
If I were to send it over to the company email, would you be able to show it to him?
It wouldn't be easier for you to do a voicemail.
Okay.
Yeah, because right, he'll directly get it.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
What's his name?
Jackson Jacob.
Jackson Jacob, all right, thank you.
Give me 1 second, huh? Thanks.
Sure.
You have reached Jackson's voicemail. Please leave a detailed message and he will get back to you as soon as possible.
Hey, Jackson, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you, but I'm actually just looking to follow up on an offer that we had sent out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago now, and it was a pre-approval for $250K, so I was just kind of hoping that you had a chance to take a look at it, but I'm sure you get plenty of offers coming in every day that it probably just got tossed off to the side somewhere. Anyway, little background on us. We're a private business bank out in San Diego, California. And we specialize in equipment financing as well as working capital. Think of working capital as kind of a relatively new lending product, really, that allows you to access more cash than your traditional line of credit. Sorry. Very similar, however, it is an unsecured cash loan, so there is no collateral on your end for that there. The money goes directly to the business bank account. From there is yours to use how you see fit. Anyway, the offer was, you know, based on your lending history that you had with Compass Bank, it looks like, and based on the history that you did have, we had sent out that pre-approval. So I was just kind of hoping that you had the chance to take a look at it, that we can touch base here today. Wanted to see how business was going for you as opposed to last year. You know, see if you guys had any upcoming plans for any growth or expansion in the company maybe, or if you're looking to take on any more equipment or, you know, needed some capital for inventory, things like that. Or if you're just looking to take advantage of Section 179 here on your taxes coming up soon. So give me a call back when you get the chance. Phone number is 858-252-1499.